Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In 1982, I was the campaign chairman in Humboldt County for George Duke Majian, who was running for governor of the state of California. I got to know George Duke Majian on a personal basis, and he was truly a great servant for us, citizens of this great state of California. He was the 35th governor of the state, and he served from 1982 to 1986. And prior to that, he served in the state assembly, the California Senate, and two terms as Attorney General. In a recent article of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, a full page was spent on the service of George Duke Majian. Unfortunately, he died on June 8th of natural causes at the age of 89. According to this article, I can assure you it's accurate, George Duke Majian was raised old school to value honesty, respect, and hard work. In 1982, when he ran for governor, he supported a landmark criminal justice reform bill to restore consequences for habitual criminals. He won the election that year, and the initiative passed. In his judicial appointments, he filled most vacancies with former prosecutors and elevated experienced jurists who exercised judicial restraint, and he pointed those to the appellate courts, according to this article. He always told the truth, and he never sold out. According to this article, this often infuriated other politicians. Unfortunately, George Duke Majian died on June 8th this year at age 89. He is survived by his wife of 63 years, two daughters, and one son. On the lighter side, and because of my personal relationship with George Duke Majian, we were in Portland celebrating our 60th wedding anniversary with our family at a nice restaurant. There were about 12 of us having dinner when my cell phone rang. I answered the phone and spoke to George Duke Majian, who congratulated my wife on our 60th wedding anniversary. He was truly a wonderful man, and we all miss him. There's so much more I could say about George Duke Majian, but there's no time in this comment. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you wish that there were more politicians out there like George Duke Majian to keep our country and state on the straight and narrow? And don't forget, this is the 4th of July, Independence for All. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.